Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking technology and finance. Today, we're diving into the fascinating world of skill acquisition. Ever wondered why some people pick up new skills like lightning while others struggle? It's all about avoiding one major pitfall.
Intriguing. So what's this secret stumbling block that trips so many of us up?
Theory overload. It's like trying to fill a teacup with a fire hose. You're bombarded with so much information, your brain just can't process it effectively.
Ah, I've definitely been there. So how do we avoid this information deluge?
It's all about the experiential cycle. You try something, see the results, analyze what went wrong, and then tweak your approach. It's like aiming that arrow at a target. You adjust your stance, your grip, your aim, until you hit the bullseye.
Makes sense. But where does theory fit into all this?
That's the key. It's not about avoiding theory. It's about balancing it with practice. Too much theory without application is like reading a cookbook without ever cooking a meal. You might know the ingredients, but you can't actually create the dish.
Right, so how much theory is too much?
Think of your brain like a bowl. Each new concept takes up space. When you overload it with too many new ideas at once, it overflows and nothing sticks. You end up like Sesh, our student who covered 30% of the course in a month, but actually saw his performance decrease.
Wow, so what was the alternative approach?
Our other student, Enzo, took a slower approach, focusing on mastering a few concepts at a time. He spent 54 weeks covering just 20% of the program. Guess who saw significant improvement?
Enzo, right? Even though he covered less material.
Exactly. He went from a 62% to a 92% on his exams. Slow and steady wins the race, especially when it comes to learning.
So quality over quantity.
Precisely. It's about turning theory into habit. Once a skill becomes automatic, it frees up mental space for new learning. It's like learning to ride a bike. At first, you're wobbly, concentrating on every movement. Eventually, it becomes second nature, and you can focus on enjoying the ride.
I see. Interesting. So what's the magic formula?
A good rule of thumb is 5 hours of practice for every hour of theory. But it's not a hard and fast rule. The key is to monitor your habit formation. When things start to feel easier and faster without sacrificing accuracy, you're ready for more theory.
Got it. That makes a lot of sense. So it's not about cramming, but about consistent, focused practice.
Absolutely. It's like building a house. You can't build the roof before the foundation is solid. Learning any skill, whether it's cooking, coding, or archery, requires the same patient, balanced approach.
Fantastic insights. Thanks for sharing your wisdom.
You're welcome. And remember, the secret to mastery is not speed, but consistency. So take your time, practice diligently, and avoid theory overload. And that's it for today's show. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Nutty's Show. We'll be back next week with more insightful discussions on all things cooking, technology, and finance. Until then, happy learning.
Goodbye.